raise or lower the supply of money that influences inflation. In late 2008, those strategies turned radical. By then, a nationwide slump in house prices and mounting mortgage delinquencies had caused convulsions in credit markets that led to the heart of the financial system. Years of low interest rates intended to reinvigorate the US economy after the dot-com bust and 2001 terrorist attacks had fostered a debt binge, and not just among homeowners with shaky credit. Many financial firms had overborrowed, and unchecked experimentation with relatively new credit products using derivatives and complicated structures had forged a powerful network that could convey distress in one sector swiftly across the whole financial system and abroad. The collapse of investment bank Bear Stearns in March 2008 drew the first emergency response from the Federal Reserve, as officials in New York brokered a last-minute sale to JP Morgan. But confidence in the banking system plummeted. AIG's swoon in September saw the Fed authorize a staggering $85 billion loan to prop up the nation's largest insurer, an amount more than doubled later by the government, which has a 79.9% stake in the firm. When the Fed simultaneously balked at a deal to spare Bear's larger rival Lehman Brothers from bankruptcy, banks hoarded credit and turned to the Fed as lender of last resort. The Fed met that demand in unprecedented measures.